All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Wheel Wednesday. I'm Scott from Koenig, and of course, that is Nick from Koenig.
What up?
And, yeah, what's happening?
Welcome back.
Yeah. I feel pretty somber. This has been a pretty rough week in general, I think. And, I don't know. Look, we're going to steamroll through here, and we're going to take on a wheel-related topic, which is the lane and the wheelhouse that we know. How's everything been going by you? You almost ready to try doing this work thing soon?
No, not really. I think it's going to be weird going back to work. I want to, but I don't want to. I want to because, when I'm home, everything else just kind of meshes into the day, and it's like, when does work stop and the house stuff do? And, we spoke about this in previous podcasts, but
yeah.
All of those things that I kind of just mesh into the day that I'm just like, oh, okay, I'll take 5 minutes to do this, but then I'll spend an extra 20 minutes working is now like, okay, now I have to do all of those things when either before I leave for work or after I get home from work. So it's kind of like, It's going to be interesting, to say the least. I'm going to have to readapt to that. But,
yeah,
I don't know, kind of wish I stayed home a little bit longer.
Yeah, I've been in the office pretty much the whole time. You know, started out a little bit more part-time than not. But,
right.
I think it's one of those things where, it's a more mental adjustment, not only coming back, but just kind of getting back to the flow of things than anything else, you know?
Well, I mean, it's also things like random things like the time of day I eat now or like the time I would work. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, like we just started taking on, since we just started a new show, shameless plug, of, the Coney Kickback, the footage usually doesn't come in until about Saturday anyway. So I would either stay up late Sunday or work really early Monday in order to get that done on my own time and then just continue working throughout the day to just get it done and get out the way. So now I'm just thinking in terms of like scheduling wise, how it's going to work. Like, all right, if I have Monday now, instead of, let's say if I have Sunday night or into Monday, really early Monday morning, now it's like, oh, okay, I have just like, let's say these 8 hours where like, I don't know, what if it took 10 hours one day or 11 hours, just kind of the time constraint thing. But it's, yeah. I don't think it'll be too different from like when I first started working with Koenig, because that was the kind of scheduling I would be on anyways. Like I would work from like 11 o'clock at night to like 4 o'clock in the morning, just because like it was empty and I could just focus on that. There's nothing else to do.
Yeah, but and I think that there's a lot of adjustment. There's also a lot of adjustment that will have to happen. But listen, I think everybody's going to have to be walking through that a little bit as we go. We'll see how it goes.
It's going to be weird going back to the office, but it'll be fun.
Man, it won't be. It's kind of like riding a bike. You'll be on it in no time. So let's see. So what's interesting to me is, being that everybody was running around and trying to, some people would be in the office, some people weren't, randomly, if the phones started to overflow, I randomly grabbed the phone. And so I've gotten to speak to a lot of different people on the phone that maybe I don't necessarily normally deal with, some tech support stuff, some different things here and there. And I had a good one that I've heard multiple times the past couple of weeks, and that is, what do I do if I lost my wheel key?
Right.
Right? So here's the thing. Koenig doesn't make or manufacture any installation hardware, meaning that any hardware that you get, lug nuts, hub rings, keys, etc., for your lugs, they do not come from us. There is no way that we can ever tell you what brand of hardware you have on your wheel.
Right.
Just, we have no idea. It comes from an installer, that comes from a retailer, and it doesn't come from us. So,
well,
but chronically,
it also comes from manufacturers, OE, key locks.
Yeah, I mean, it does, I guess. I understand what you're saying. I was relating a little bit more to us, but like, you're right. Like if you buy a BMW, you know, it comes usually with some sort of wheel lock or key or right. something like that.
Or like Hondas, like my CRV came mm-hmm. came with the keys for it, for the special locks.
Right. Now, which helped on your back tire.
Well, actually, that was kind of my fault. So it only used four to hold them on, and my laziness only put the four. I didn't put the lock. So I just put the four out of five studs in there, right. lug nuts in there, and that's why I no longer have a back. Which I took the mount off the back, so now I have a flat back, which it looks cool, but you know, if I get a flat, I'm plugging it. After we made that video of you know, top 10 wheel
and
tire tools.
You went to Harbor Freight and you bought one?
I went to Harbor Freight and I bought one.
Yeah, as all smart people.
Speaking of which, the video is linked down below.
Yeah, dropped the video the other week. So,
me too.
Sorry. It's not you, it's me. So, one of the things I wanted to talk about, I guess, is some thoughts about what do you do if you lose a wheel lock key. Or you have hardware that actually has some sort of pattern on it. Example of this would be spline drive hardware, mm-hmm. where there's actual splines that are in the lugs, and
right.
you have a key that would get inserted into that area. That's not really a special key. If you have a spline drive, the hardest thing sometimes if you lose the key, and that, for instance, is just finding which manufacturer or brand you're using, because those keys are universal through that brand.
Right.
So
yeah, that's happened to me before. Like one of the first set of wheels I got. What did you sleepy Scott?
I'm so tired.
Well,
we filmed guys. We filmed this for you at night, and sometimes it gets very late by the time that I'm free, or get home from work or the office and eat something, and then Nick gets available. So it's not you, but yes, I'm tired. Anyhow.
So the first set of wheels I bought, I had the spline ones, and I lost the key for it. But in that sense, like, it was a universal one. I literally just went to, I think they actually sell like key sets for like that specific manufacturer that made them.
Yeah.
So I bought like a little set, and it came with like three or four of them, of like different sizes. And I found the one that fit.
Yep. So there's a couple of different types of locks, and I'm sure that I'll name a few and somebody will point out a few more. But basically, again, there's splined hardware or styled hardware where it has different types of keys. One spline would have those splines in the key. Another type would be the one that has the hex that's in the middle of the lug, and the lug is actually round.
Right.
There'd be a key for that. Sometimes they're just really deep down lugs, and they'll actually have an extension socket that's made to go onto them. They'll be big, really thick-walled, I mean, really large diameter lug nuts, and if they fit into the hole, but they won't be good enough, so they give you this special, like, thin socket key to use. There's some other keys, like the ones that Magard makes, which have they're round and they have that like weird shape that's on the face of the lug nut, and you have to use that special key.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different types of locks. And so what do you do if you've lost the key? So let's break this down. If it's a spline drive set, for the most part, I would say the best option you should work with is, if you don't know the brand, go to a local wheel and tire shop. Most likely these guys, if they're putting on different types of hardware, they'll have a box. They kind of have some keys miscellaneous.
Right.
and they should be able to at least tell you what brand you have or what are your replacement key or anything like that. So start there. If you can't find it after that, I would say, you know, you have some options. One option is you can hit the bay and get on there and just start ordering a few. They're not that expensive. Order a few different brands and hope you strike the jackpot. Another option would be obviously calling some of your buddies and hoping that they have some spline drive hardware as well. Try their keys.
One option that I did in the scenario I just spoke about was I don't remember where it was, either like Advance Auto or AutoZone or something like that. You know, I had bought my lug nuts from there, so I just went there and I was like, oh hey, like, do you guys happen to have? And like, you know, usually the guys at like the auto parts store are like super chill, like, you know, they'll lend you out tools or like let you open the package to see if it fits before like actually purchasing it. So like they literally let me go in and open up the package and look at it and be like, okay, yeah, like this one actually fits. So all right, I'm gonna purchase, you know, this set that has the one I need. So that's what made me end up buying that.
Yeah, which is fine as long as it's a type of key or hardware that's identifiable. But when it's not, it can be a real task trying to figure out
right
which hardware goes to what. So now, again, going back to the spline drive thing, if you've exhausted all options and now you just don't know what to do, the interesting part about this, and we're using all good intentions when we give you these tips, so please don't use them for other things. But if you're really in a jam, there are some things that do work. One of the things is a good shop will have, usually they're made by Snap-on and OEM and different things like that. They'll make lug nut removal sets. And basically they're these like almost things that look like the different size sockets. But if you look inside, it's a very like, it's almost like a directional, really spiked object going the opposite direction. So the counterclockwise and what,
so that way it clamps onto it when it,
you go reverse.
Almost like the opposite of like a bolt extracting.
It's very similar to a nut extractor in the sense that you basically what they'll do is they'll put it on, there's an extension piece, they smack it onto the socket and then they use some sort of an impact gun to whiz it off, and because it's going the opposite direction, it actually grabs harder than where you go into reverse.
Right.
Now, there's a couple things about this. The first thing is these sets can take a great deal of time. Because the process is hit it onto a lug nut, spin the lug nut off. Obviously, we're assuming that it grabs the first time and you're not doing it 3, 4, 5 times per lug nut. But let's say you get them off and now you have to kind of free the lug nut up from that socket and you have to go to the next lug nut. And if you've lost the key for all your lug nuts, this can be time consuming. Now, if you go to a shop that's charging you by the hour, you can understand how this process would be aggravating. If you've lost the key for a lock and let's say they're not all the lugs like spline drive, it's just one lock.
It's just the one.
This could be not such a terrible option because they can help you get the locks off and then you can purchase new locks or just replace a lug nut to a regular lug nut so you don't have the locks at all. Then there's obviously if we're down to one lock type thing, you could always go the route of finding the closest socket size. And I saw that. finding the closest socket size and literally hitting it onto and over the key, you know, the locked lug nut.
That's the method I use.
You could do that. I caution against doing this. One, you can really destroy, the lug hole area where that socket's getting hammered into. And two, the truth is, it's happened before where people smack them on, they take an impact gun, they spin them, now they strip the outside of that lock and the socket is stuck onto, you know. And if you've ever been a person that's had to remove a hardened bolt and you've been using a screw extractor and you didn't quite get it all the way in or the screw extractor of tap breaks in the hole, you now have a bigger mess than you started with. So,
well,
there's that.
Well, going into that, you have to understand, like,
It's desperation.
You got to be willing to sacrifice the socket in order to get the job done. Like
sacrifice the socket, the lug. You're at no holds barred here.
Yeah, desperate times call for desperate measures.
Absolutely.
Which I've been there. You know, now, and I've sacrificed a few, you know, 20-something millimeter sockets just to get my locks off, or just to get one lock off and then replace it. But
that's usually also, when you do one of those Home Depot, Husky, Harbor Freight runs to buy a whole bunch of extra sockets to.
Pretty much, yeah. Don't quote me on this, or maybe correct me if I'm wrong on this.
I think you're going where I was going next. Good.
Don't they sell, like, for the OEM ones? I think for Honda, and, you know, full disclaimer, guys, don't do anything bad with this information. This is for purely educational purposes. But don't they only make a handful of locks for Honda, and you can buy, like, a set of the key from the dealer? Or won't, like, OEMs, can't you just go to the dealer and get the specific key?
The answer is yes and no. And the yes part is that some vehicles, some models, and some model years, certain vehicles, they did have what's called VIN recorded locks. I know a lot of the Mopars have this. I know a lot of whatever it is. But basically what happens is they can use your VIN and they can figure out which accessories came on your vehicle. But there are a lot of vehicles that don't do that. Are there some manufacturers in certain years that may have only used four different key styles, five different key styles, if they're OE? Yes. Now, with Magard or some of the popular aftermarket brands that have specialty keys where they're differently cut per lock set, a lot of times what happens is they'll give you a card, and that card actually has a serial number that, well, it's a serial number that will allow you to call them and order replacement keys, and they'll know exactly which one they gave you. These are, again, all options. I want to tell you about one more set of tools that I think is worth talking about, and that is even Harbor Freight sells them. There are kits. They call them master lug nut lock kits. And, you know,
I was trying to refer to.
Yeah, maybe I'll make you black out the logo and insert a picture here because you love doing that. But they're kits, and what they do is they give you a various amount of different key options. Now, will this be good for keys that are like really, you know, complicated keys, customized keys? No, they're no good. But spline drive, you lost your key, different extension keys and stuff like that. This kit usually has quite a bit of them, and you can get them fairly inexpensive, 50, 60 bucks. And when we say that that's expensive, you're never going to use it again. The answer is you're right. But if you're going to start sacrificing your wheels, tires, it's taken to a shop, it's going to charge you, you know, 89 bucks an hour or whatever it may be to sit there and try to play, remove the lug nuts. It's not always such a bad
scenario,
look.
It's worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. In that situation, it's worth it. So, those are some options. I also think that would be surprised what a light and a really close-up picture would do. Because sometimes, you know, like you think about a Gorilla lug nut, and it's got a really tiny around the side, and it probably would be very difficult to see if you try to take a picture of it. But sometimes you can get just enough of an angle and with a light into the lug area and with a picture to actually kind of see what brand or what part of logos are on them. With a little bit of detective work, you might be able to find out exactly what brand you have, and that's a big help. It's a really good indicator because those companies usually have some thoughts about how to help you, you know?
Well, you can also... can you also do that before you put them on the car? Or...
I mean, you could, but I think the assumption for today's conversation was you bought a car that already had lug nuts on it, or you can't figure out what key was on it, you know?
Gotcha.
So there's some options there. I think what's important to note is that when it comes down to locking hardware, you really have to make a decision on how much security you think that lock is offering you. This is my personal opinion, by the way. So this is not a Koenig decision. This is not a brand-related thing. You know, I've always kind of had that feeling that I think the locks offer marginal protection. You know, it's going to stop the common, you know, non-experienced thief that's, you know, maybe the neighborhood guy that's running around looking for some easy takes. But, you know, any one of these
like
wheel
the
guys
that stole my wheel.
Maybe.
My ones. That guy must have been desperate, man. He
needed a spare.
It had no tread on it.
You
know, he stole essentially a $20 rim.
Yeah. pretty much.
But yeah, what I was going to say in addition to what you just said is like, yeah, the more experienced people, like wheel locks will probably slow them down a little bit. But if, you know, we're talking serious thieves, chances are.
I would venture to say not that much. I mean, these guys are fast and they do it and they got it down to a science. And, you know, if you've ever seen any pros do what they do, unfortunately, and I'm not going to get into it, I've seen it in action, and I will tell you that it is remarkable how much these guys have it into a science. And I don't want to get into
they look like a pit crew. Like,
I've seen a guy with only in just under 2 minutes take 4 wheels off a car and load them into a truck and be gone. From the time he started and stepped out of the truck to the time he took the wheels and got in the truck. And by the way, I saw this on video. I wasn't there, so yeah. I don't want people to think like I was like watching.
Scott was just standing there like with his popcorn and just like, that's wow, right. Interesting. Like,
but they have such an interesting and they've gotten it down to such a science that you will, by the time you even hear anything, they're gone and they got your wheels and.
Yeah, some of my neighbors have had their wheels stolen, and a friend mm-hmm. of mine had his wheels taken. Where was it? He had a brand new Civic Si a couple years back. I remember he was leasing it. I think it was in front of his where he lives now. He had security cameras outside his place, and he looked at the footage, and they were literally just in out. Sometimes, you know, yeah. They'll run like a team of 4 of them. So you figure it takes 2 minutes for one guy. Imagine how fast a team of 4 people, each one takes off one wheel and like they're gone.
Yeah, they got it down to a science. I mean, when you, I don't want to give any tips to people looking to steal wheels, but right down to the way that they jack up a car and they know how to maneuver the car. So literally they, you know, can take the jacks back with them and everything. I mean, it's incredible. And, you know, you watch a few of these and you realize that, you know, lug nuts and locks and all the whole thing, I think that they work to a point. And so don't think that they're foolproof security. Be smart when you start talking about your wheels. Really just think how you can protect yourself the best you can. And then make sure you have good insurance because that's the truth. I wish I could say especially, it wasn't, but you know,
especially for like the new, I mean, how does that work for aftermarket? I mean, you can get insurance for like, will insurance cover your aftermarket wheels if they get taken, or do you just tell them that it was like, it was OE wheels? I know those new, I know a lot of wheels on new cars are like really expensive. I think the new like Honda Accord wheels are upwards of $2,000 for a set.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so what's interesting is that I've had cars stolen from me before. I've had cars vandalized before, and I've had theft done on cars where they left the car. And I live in New York. I don't know what to tell you. And I've always driven cars that have been modified. You know what I mean? Which is why I think as I get older, I choose to drive a car that's not modified every day. So I don't have to
deal with that.
Yeah. Well, and think about it. You know, like I don't want to go into the store and come out, whatever. But like, so that's why I've gotten to the point for myself and I don't think everybody should do this, but for myself, where I have toys, I have cars, and I drive them, and they're in garage otherwise, and that's kind of where, or they're stored right. properly. I don't take my cars out with stuff like that every single day. Anyhow,
I feel that.
I think that with cars that are, stolen and different things like that. I mean, look, are there insurance companies that will cover aftermarket wheels and modifications? Yep. You can add a rider to a lot of policies and put those modifications on there, submit the receipt, and they'll adjust your premium as per how much you spent on things. You know, look, I don't want to get too much into the cost of things, but I will point out some things, which are, one, you know, very often in many, many cases, the OE wheel and tire package is more valuable or costs more for them to replace than your aftermarket package. Now, there's some caveats to that, which means that some insurance companies write for what they call LKQ wheels or LKQ parts, and they also write for aftermarket or reproduction good as new replacement parts. So let me tell you what that translates down to. Three things. One, they're saying that they have the right to call a junkyard and find a good condition set of wheels, have them refurbished if necessary, and put them onto your car. That's number one. That's the LKQ option. The second part about this is the repo replacement option, which is when when they can get you a remanufactured wheel. There's plenty of companies out there that sell remanufactured wheels, they have the right to do that. The third is what they call a reproduction wheel, meaning that as long as it appears to be like the OE wheel that was on your vehicle pre-loss, it could be that. And there's companies that actually manufacture OE-looking wheels. They will even accept OE center caps for the sake of replacement. Obviously, the last one would be that they pay all the money and they buy them from a dealer and replace you with brand new OE equipment. So, with all that said, there are different evaluations that you would get for certain things. And, you know, when if you were to, you know, unfortunately suffer a loss to that effect, there'd be different ways you'd have to deal with things based off of what your policy are, what your limits are, terms, et cetera, et cetera. But I will say one of the best things that you can do if you have any loss is read your policy. Find out what's covered. Even if you don't have a loss, maybe before the loss, read your policy. Know exactly what they will replace, what they won't replace, what you're covered for, what you're not covered for. And it should give you a good idea. I mean, you know, look, you may choose to have modifications on a vehicle and, you know, the insurance company may not pay for those modifications, but you may feel that, you know what, I'm okay with that. Like, it's a calculated loss. If I lose the car or I lose those modifications because of theft, I'd rather, it's my thing, not them, you know?
Right.
And you'll find other people that will cover it. So, you know, look, it's one of those things, but good news is if you have a Koenig wheel and you lose it, you just call us up, and as long as we still make it, you'll buy another one.
Exactly.
Exactly right. So anyhow, those are some of my tips for keys. Remember, wheel manufacturers, for the most part, do not manufacture hardware. Are there some that produce hardware as an accessory? Absolutely. Are there some that do include them in the box? Few and far between, but I guess it's possible there are a few companies out there that may do that. The reason that most of them don't do that is you would only really find that with companies that either sell direct to the public or produce model or vehicle or make specific wheels, or they're somehow speaking to the retailer about what car is being ordered for. Company like us, we generally don't see what the wheels are being ordered for, so we would have no idea what hardware, hub rings, anything like that to put in a box. We just don't know. So, you know, listen, so you have some options. When you get stuck with this stuff, and you have an issue with keys and lost keys, it really is a big deal. Like, speak to a local wheel and tire professional. If you're around a good, knowledgeable guy, they usually can help you out, and they've dealt with this 1,000 times before. But everybody knows what kind of a pain in the butt it is when you go to get your brakes done or something. You drop your car at the shop, and they call you about 25 minutes later or an hour or 3 hours later when they're finally getting your car, and they say, hey, where's that lug key? Because I can't get your wheels off. And you're like, what lug key? And that starts the ordeal that takes you down the slippery slope of awfulness. So I hope some of these tips will be helpful. Nick, he likes to use wheel locks on his back wheel on a CRV, which is why he doesn't have a spare right now.
I don't like to, which is why I don't have.
I think most of us knew where I was going with that.
If anybody has a spare CRV wheel, let me know. First gen CRV.
You know, a weird note. I was at my mom's house over the weekend, and I found a bunch of stock WRX Bug Eye wheels and tires. I found a bunch of DSM wheels and tires that are just sitting there, and I got to get rid of them. So if anybody out there is looking for first gen wheels for a DSM, or is looking for stock WRX Bug Eye stuff,
then we'll trade you a full set so I can get one spare tire.
I think I found a full axle. I found a full turbo back stock WRX exhaust there. I found a whole bunch of stuff that I like.
Nice.
Somehow I'm like, I can
use that exhaust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For what?
Don't worry about it.
Well, come get it. Come get it. It's yours. So
I'm gonna Frankenstein a turbo kit onto the Miata.
Whatever you need to do. So that's about it. You have anything else you want to add for these beautiful people?
Nope. I think that's pretty much it. Don't use any of the information we gave you to steal wheels, because we are not liable and you will go to jail.
What Nick meant to say was this information was to be helpful. Don't do anything bad with it. We have enough bad stuff going on in this world, and we need more good things. Give people hugs. Do. Support people. Everybody needs to be treated equally. Hugs. The whole thing. I mean, I'm telling you, it's like, it's the hate that everything feels so vile.
Well, Scott, and it should feel good. We can't give hugs because there's a global pandemic going on.
Yeah, that's accurate. This whole year has just felt awful. Anyhow, with no more doom and gloom, this is what happens when you get us really late at night. It gets bad. So we hope that you guys are all doing well, and you know, we wish you, your families, just an absolute safe time, and you know, wherever you are, our thoughts are with you. So on that note, I think we're gonna get out of here. For more info on the podcast, head over to koenigwheels.com/podcast. And if you haven't checked out our YouTube channel with some of our content, please head over there, subscribe. We're doing our best to put up wheel-related type content for you. And we hope that you are enjoying it. So with that said, we will be getting out of here, and we will catch you back here next Wednesday. Take care.
Peace.